Segment 3. People look for alternative ways to do things, in the belief that they are better than traditional approaches. In the case of fitness, a lot of people are replacing conventional aerobic exercising and weight training with yoga. Reporter Jim Smith has filed this report in which he investigates some truths behind yoga.
We live in an age where we're spoiled for choice, and when it comes to fitness, this could not be truer. For those who are bored with treadmills and weights, there is yoga. Yoga is derived from the ancient Sanskrit word which means to join. Its practitioners claim yoga more closely joins the body with the spirit or inner self. It's a combination of maintaining different positions while meditating. But what really lies behind yoga? Dr. Tina Peters, who teaches sports medicine at State University, is skeptical about yoga.
There is an experiment in which we had a group of people adopt yoga positions for 30 seconds and then for a minute. We found that people gain no increased flexibility by increasing the amount of time they maintain a certain stretched position. Having said that, however, I want to emphasize how important stretching is. We need to stretch pretty well every part of our body on a daily basis. Stretching relaxes our muscles, increases the range of movement in our joints, and increases the circulation of blood to various parts of our body. Through stretching, we block blood and then allow it to surge into specific muscle groups, thereby making ourselves feel more energized. But a stretching exercise needn't be longer than 30 seconds for each of these benefits to take place. A position needn't be maintained for minutes on end, which is what many yoga trainers make people do.
Are you implying that yoga is just plain ordinary stretching by a different name? If that's the case, what about all the claims that it's linked with meditation and all the testimonials of how it has changed people's lives? A lot of people insist on feeling better after a yoga session.
I'm not entirely familiar with the history of yoga. I only study it from a purely fitness-related point of view. Our research shows us that yoga positions are actually another example of conventional stretching, and I needn't go over again how important stretching is. But that's just it. Yoga is just a more fancy term for stretching. As for feelings of well-being associated with yoga, this happens anytime we work out. After a good workout, we feel good. It's as simple as that. You'll feel good about yourself. You'll feel more in control. And you'll have increased self-confidence no matter what type of fitness program you're on. Even a short jog around your neighborhood will give you a great sense of well-being. So people who are shelling out sometimes a significant amount of money for yoga classes are perhaps paying for something they could be doing for free in their own homes.
The bottom line is that yoga is just another name for normal, everyday stretching. It's apparently no different. This, of course, does not belittle stretching, since it is crucially important. In fact, we need to stretch before and after every workout so that any benefits are maximized and injuries are avoided. We should keep all this in mind before registering for costly yoga classes.
According to the program, what should people keep in mind before they take up yoga? According to Dr. Peters, how important is stretching? 48. What is Dr. Peters finally suggesting? 49. What point is the program emphasizing? 50. Which statement would Dr. Peters agree with?